Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Humans first before we get to animals. That would be good.
Yeah.
Well, transracial influencer Ollie London, who was born white, male, and British, has...
Can we squash transracial as a thing?
No.
Because there's a lot of problems with this.
Oh, that's where we're going to draw the line? Transracial?
I just think this one really doesn't have legs. I mean, you really can't. It's hard to get around it.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have other things either. I can tell you this, that he's spent $250,000 on surgeries to become Korean.
Culturally appropriate.
Yeah. I mean, like, who cares? I don't understand why you can just be a man or a lady, you know, if you want to change your gender or whatever.
Sure.
And you can't be Korean if you want. Who the hell cares? What's the difference?
Like, I don't care. I think it's ridiculous. I laugh at it, but it doesn't affect my life in any negative way. No.
Yeah. Well, he's really taken this transformation seriously and in becoming Korean.
He looks like a goddamn maniac.
He looks like he's in what's that? BTS.
Yeah.
He looks like he's in a Korean boy band. He's very pretty.
British.
Yeah. Well, he has plans to undergo penis reduction surgery.
Oh, my God. The stereotypes.
Yes. To, quote, be 100% Korean. Well, it's not really a stereotype. I mean, you can look it up. Again, there's data for this. They have measurements. We've looked it up before of the biggest, you know, ding-dongs around the world.
Uh-huh.
And I think the biggest is, like, Botswana. And the smallest is, I believe, Japanese or somewhere in that region. So it's a stereotype. And yes, there's probably a Korean dude out there with a big old hog, but on average, they're a little tinier.
Now, do you think if he were to poll the
He's not polling anything.
Hi. But if he were to put out a large questionnaire, do some research, ask the men of Korea, hey, if you were graced with a more than average penis to be more Korean like you are, and somebody offered you a reduction surgery, you'd do that, right? So you could be more like your people. No. They'd be like, no, give me your big white hog. I would have the big white hog.
Well,
no, give it to me.
Yeah, they're probably not mentally ill like this man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's a goddamn crazy person.
Yeah, he wants the surgery to, quote, be 100% Korean. He says, I don't want people to get offended by this, but in Korea, the average penis is like 3.5 inches.
Oh, and Jesus.
I get trolled all the time. People say, oh, you can't be Korean. You're not 100% Korean.
They're not looking at his ding dong.
And I just want to be 100% Korean. He told that to Newsweek in January. He said, I would even have a penis reduction. So I'm like the average Korean. That's
what
how far I'm willing to go. And I can have it done in Thailand. And it will cost between $6,000 and $8,000.
Man, I don't care what country you are practicing medicine. You have to have some sort of, you know, moral ground here. Like, that should not be a thing unless you have an uncomfortably large penis. Like, remember that guy in Mexico that had the biggest one in history?
Mm-hmm.
He had to, like, carry it around in a wheelbarrow. That needs a reduction. But if you just have a normal penis... God, I'm going to get dumped so much in this conversation, but I'm being very good. If you haven't, I almost said it with the SCH beginning.
If
you have a normal honker down there, right, you don't need to get it reduced. It's a waste of money. And if I was a doctor, I'd go, nah, man. Cosmetic, but no, ain't nobody looking at you ding-dong, bud. Stop it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of... you know, certainly moral debate with a lot of the surgeries that are going on right now, even in, you know, our country. in America here with, you know, giving kids hormones to delay puberty and stuff like that. That's going to be one of the questions that are, you know, going to be, I don't know what the right answer is. I want to, off the top of my head, I go, probably shouldn't do that. You know, give hormones to kids and allow them to change their sex. But I don't know. Whatever.
I wouldn't do that with my kids, yeah, but, you know, yeah, I can't tell you what to do with yours, you know.
Right. So there's doctors, you know, saying that this is the right treatment for children. And I don't know. I mean, they may end up being Dr. Mengele in 20 or 30 years. I don't know. But, you know, it's certainly up for debate. And I guess, you know, he's not getting this. I know in America, at least, they have the Hippocratic Oath where you do no harm. That's supposed to be the whole thing, at least purposefully.
Right.
But I guess in Thailand, they may not have this thing. So they'll just, like, you know, trim your ding dong down a few inches as long as you give them $8,000. You know, they're good with that.
Good God. That's got to be painful.
Yeah, what's the recovery? Like, does it still work? That has so
and
many
how
questions.
And how do you reduce it?
I mean, I guess your penis has a spongy tissue in it, right? Isn't that the thing?
I don't know, man.
It has a spongy tissue. I would imagine it's pretty easy to take out that tissue. Just trim it down and then kind of stitch the skin back up. You know, but I don't know that it seems like I would think that these are skilled surgeons that have been through medical school and are competent surgeons and know what they're doing. But I don't know what you're getting over in Thailand.
How would you be able to get like full chub again?
I don't. Well, I guess the idea is that you do, but it would be 3.5 inches instead of whatever he's packing. You know, now if he's packing heat, I don't know.
Weird, man. Yeah.
He says that
you think it's a humble brag that he really doesn't need a reduction, but he's like, yeah, I'm way too big to be Korean.
That's a good scam. And he's actually got a tiny penis as it is. And he goes, yeah, I had it reduced because I was packing major wood and nobody believed
it. Shows
was
his
Korean.
Dedication. It ups his YouTube hits, all that stuff. They're like, this guy's a real goddamn weirdo.
It says that London, he identifies as Korean as well as non-binary and prefers the pronouns they, them, or he, him. I noticed this trend, too, that you can kind of
I want to punch them in the face so hard.
I don't understand. How can you have both? You know, like, don't you have to pick one?
He wants all the attention, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, he'll go by he, too. He, him, he's fine with. Or they, them. You used to kind of pick one, and now you can have, like, multiple ones. There's a bunch. Mm-hmm. Now I see them. They got, like, tons of them. They're like, I'll answer to all these Z's and I don't know, Yeez and all this other stuff. Kanye West, got all this stuff in there. He said he's gotten intense backlash from people on social media accuse him of course, cultural appropriation.
Well, of course people are going to say that on social media.
I just don't know where, like, isn't their thing the they, them people that you feel certain ways and you just want to be yourself?
Right.
But it seems like since we're so hyper-focused on some sort of racism all the time, that's paramount, and that'll even beat out you being yourself.
I'm just shocked because he's a white guy, right?
He's British. Yeah, white, you know, biological male. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gotten that, and he goes, he doesn't understand why people get offended and that he's just following his dreams. And, hey, I agree with him. I mean, if we're going, you know, with this whole be yourself, I'm not me unless I'm this weird thing, you know, which, not weird, but it is weird. Like, that's
weird to
can
you.
Can I not say that that's weird to want to trim
because it's
ding dong down?
Yes, we should be able to say it's weird to us.
It's unusual at the very least.
Sorry.
Right? My goodness.
Yeah. So are purple potatoes, but people eat them. They taste fine, but they're weird potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It's just interesting how this guy seems to not get, or he gets more pushback than
that's what's a little weird for me too. Yeah, he's not like immediately canceled. He hasn't been kicked off Instagram or anything.
I just who's doing these? Oh my God, I'm looking at some. His face is just
it's scary.
You know these plastic surgeons just
Well, if you go to somebody that's willing to freak you like that, then they're probably not.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.